Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. Thanks for joining me here today on another edition of the Sober Shaman Podcast. Today, we're going to do an accompanying episode to the previous post, the one just before this, called Trusting the Truth That Resides in My Bones. And it was Shamanic Rites number one for the year 2025, as in this year I will be focusing on the Shamanic Rites exercise where we write to, from, and merged as spirit with a writing prompt examining a particular issue, and then we'll be flipping into a shamanic journey, shamanic drum journey, medicine drum journey, as we call them here at the Sober Shaman, and we'll be going to a specific place in non-ordinary reality on the journey. But today, we're doing a rites and trusting the truth that resides in my bones. So this one, it's all about truth. Yeah, it's all about trust. Trust. This has been something that's been coming up pretty strongly lately with the clients that I work with. And, you know, issues that are powerful like trust, they ebb and flow and they seem to come in waves, but they're always there. Trust. And specifically, how much do you trust yourself? And for people in early recovery, this can be very complicated for obvious reasons. How can we trust ourselves in early recovery when we've created such a mess? We've left such a wake of destruction that has proved how untrustworthy we are. Generally speaking, we've said already the things like, no, really, I mean it this time, before. What makes this time different? How do we answer that question? Should we answer that question to other people? I think we need to answer that question for ourselves, first and foremost. What makes this time different? And how can I trust myself, and specifically that part of myself that knows the truth? It knows the truth even through all of the active addiction. I'm going to use collective language here. We knew what was the right thing to do in just about every moment, in every choice. And while in active addiction, we were cycling around that cyclone of addiction and its patterned and repetitive use of our drug of choice with such power that it appeared like we didn't have a choice, but we knew. And so now in recovery, especially if we take responsibility for knowing what was happening during active addiction, it gives us, I feel, more power now to admit to ourselves, I know now what the next right thing to do. I know what that is. And I can trust that for myself. Now, I've talked about in early recovery, for me personally, things were a bit odd in that, let me read from the post. The path I chose was a spiritual one. I doubled down on what had worked and what had kept me alive through active addiction: Chinese medicine and core shamanism. not topics that earned many looks of understanding or vocal support in group rooms or personal therapy offices, but I knew it worked for me. That's a really nice way of saying, I got pretty good laughed at. I got very well-meaning and well-intentioned and loving family members and professional support that said, you should do it this way. And I gave it my go. I did my best. And as I've talked about, something was still missing for me. And that missing was the spiritual, not woo-woo. I needed some nuts and bolts, and I knew in my bones that there's a truth that resides there that I could tap into and I could trust. And I needed to learn how to listen to it better. What was it about this Chinese medicine and what I was learning from Wang Yu in all those years that kept me going despite the idiocy and all of the repercussions that come along with entering into a cycle of addiction? I don't want to make anything sound any less or worse or better or glorified than anybody else's. They all have guilt, shame, repercussions, lying, secrecy. You know the routine. So what was it about what I was getting from this what was the nourishment that was keeping me alive from this medicine and this very esoteric, and back then, the end of the 80s, a new agey was a term, right? This shamanic drumming thing. What was it about these paths that I knew worked for me despite what other people were saying I should do instead? So let me make it clear. I'm not saying you need to do Chinese medicine and core shamanism just like I did, because then I sound just like those people that said that to me. I'm saying, I don't know. And that's one of the core tenets of the way that I help people. I like to tell people when they ask me, well, you know, how do you treat? How do you help? What do you believe? What's the point? I go, it doesn't matter what I believe. I believe that it matters what you believe. And I have to be able to listen. The first principle in the program says addiction affects the whole person, mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. If you don't want anything to do with the spiritual, I have to honor that. Like, Randy, it's my back. Can you help with this pain? Because, you know, okay, maybe I didn't take the oxys quite as prescribed, but, you know, if I wasn't in pain, I wouldn't be an addict. I don't need to go to these groups talking about my mother, is the standard answer you'll hear me give. It's like, okay, I have to honor that person. I have to help them with their pain. But there are also, I should say, and plenty of people who say, all right, I know there's something about the spiritual. I've rejected the spirituality of my youth, the religion of my youth. I have that wonderful discussion and exploration in that post in the podcast about losing my religion. Ongoing, I love this. What do we keep? What do we let go of? What are the spiritual that can work right here, right now? Well, I don't know. Let's write about it. See what comes out of it for you. So, like I said, this is the first shamanic rites prompt that I'll be giving for the year. And I'll be doing these writing prompts that I'm doing now on the Substack posts, in the newsletters, and following up with podcasts like this one that accompany it. They're all going to be new. I'm not going to pull from the program and go in any particular order. I might pull one from the program here and there. Absolutely. But it's not going to be from the program every single week. And I'll be exploring new issues, new prompts, or going into issues maybe from the program using new prompts and different angles to get in there. So, this prompt, this issue, trust. How do I trust myself? How do I then put that into action and become trustworthy to others, one foot in front of the other? I say this premise, this is my premise, working with my, the mastermind, thank you, program. It's like you gotta drill down on your premise. My premise is stop searching, start trusting. Stop searching for one more quick fix promise from another internet expert or the latest scientific breakthrough from out there somewhere. Instead, start trusting. Trust the truths that you already know. It's what speaks to your heart, touches your soul, and resides in your bones. You'll hear me repeat that. You'll read it often. And one of the reasons why I am repeating it so often is because I want to drill it into me. And, well, that sounds nice. Learn to listen to the truths that speak to your heart, touch your soul, and reside. What does that mean? And if I'm asking this for other people, from other people, well, I better start being able to put it into practice for myself, which is kind of the way how I did things. It's like, if I'm gonna prescribe Chinese herbs to people, I better take them for myself and see how it hits me. And so on and so forth. So, for this writing prompt, I did this one. And I'll be reading you what I received. But first, let me just go over, if you're thinking of doing the writing prompt, I would say, check out the written post. And if you don't, I'll give you a quick overview of what the steps look like. First of all, you don't have to do it like a shamanic rites exercise. If you have experience with writing prompts, of course, by all means, take the writing prompt and do it like you've always done it. And I suggest check out this method. Check out writing to, writing from, writing merged as the spirit, and see what you get. All right. So the general steps would be to prepare your writing space, make your container of safety. Nobody's going to bug you. There's no phones going to go off. There's nobody going to, you know the routine. Make a safe space for you to be able to do what you need to do. Go as deep as you need to go. And then prepare your mind, however you do that, with breathing, conscious relaxation in the prompts that I have and the actual exercises in the program. I do guided relaxations. It takes about 3.5 minutes from the three lines of relaxation from general Qigong practices. Excellent stuff. You want to do it simply, focus on your jaw, focus on your shoulders, expand and breathe into the belly. Jaw, shoulders, belly. And then when you're ready, start the drum audio file. I've included one in the post. It's called Just Drums. You can hit on it. It goes for about 10 minutes. Read the prompt. And then the instruction is, go. Put your pen to paper, no editing, no stopping while those drums are going. Ride the drums and just put that pen to paper and respond to that prompt. And when the drums end, there'll be a little call back. Well, the drums change their pace, and then there'll be 1 minute of a fast drum where you would then come back and send thanks into everything you've seen and done and fully come back into your body and in the room. And that's all there is to it. All right. So, if you're ready, I'm going to read the prompt now. If I trusted the truths that reside in my bones, I would go put pen to paper. If I trusted the truths that reside in my bones, I would. One last time, and then I will pick up to what I got. If I trusted the truths that reside in my bones, I would go there and sit in the cavern of the hollow. Like a limestone cave, these bones have been carved by experience over time. They carry the weight of wisdom. They haul the magic of the body. They know the hard foundational truths. If I trusted these truths, I could stand like I never have before, like a mountain. While inside travels the marrow of nourishment, so much happening behind these walls, the beauty is in the spaces. The structure is in the open spaces. If I trusted this, I would rest into this space without fear of the empty and not enough. The bones of earth hold me. The bones of others turn into mountains of beauty. We meet inside in the space. This is trust. Not in conquering, climbing, achieving, upscaling on the outside. That's the surface. It has its place. But we're talking about these bones. And trusting us means trusting yourself and what and who got you here. Everyone and everything. And that's what I received, and that's what I wrote to the prompt. And what I'd like to do now is to provide, as I promised in the post, a little detail about the perception of this writing, and to hopefully provide a little insight into what makes the shamanic rites a little different than just responding to a prompt. And while it may provide the same exact writings and or experience for some people, I really want to articulate from the shamanic view what's different. So I'm going to go through this. If I trusted the truths that reside in my bones, I would. And I start with go there and sit in the cavern of the hollow. Like a limestone cave, these bones have been carved by experience over time. So as soon as the drum started, and as soon as I hit that prompt, and as soon as my pen hit the paper, I went there. I trusted the truths, and I went there. I went to the cavern of the hollow. I went inside the bones. And for me, this was a merging of a place in ordinary reality where there are those famous, beautiful Batu Caves. That's the name of it. I was going to say that. I couldn't remember. Just above Kuala Lumpur. The famous Batu Caves that I recently visited last month in December of 2024. My first time there. And it left such a wonderful, deep impression and a perfect pathway into the upper world. But for now, what it did for this writing is it provided me the imagery and the feeling and the experience of sitting in the cavern of the hollow, and how that hollow was like the hollow inside my bones. And my bones were like the mountain. And if I could trust it, I could stand like this mountain. And there was this merging between my bones and this mountain. So I wrote from that experience. And then being inside in that empty space in the cavern, that's where the marrow of nourishment travels. And so much is happening behind the walls, behind the inside the bones. So much is happening that we don't see. This is what I need to trust also, that there's such structure, but there is also such nourishment. And the structure depends on these open spaces, depends upon this nourishment, a perfect yin-yang, hard, empty, flowing structure. The bones of earth hold me. I got to feel what that was like. Again, merge the mountains, my bones. The bones of others turn into mountains of beauty. It wasn't just my bones. It was the bones of others. And then we meet inside this space. This is trust, meeting in this space. Not in conquering, climbing, achieving, upscaling on the outside. That's the surface. That's what we can see. That's the to-do list. And that has its place, but we're talking about these bones. And what happened for me then is there was a surrender. And from that place of surrender and from that place of me experiencing this, my pen continued writing as spirit. So it, the spirit of the truth in my bones was telling me, also as the truth from this mountain together was telling me, and trusting us means trusting yourself. And what and who got you here? Everyone and everything. Trusting us means trusting yourself. And what and who got you here? Everyone and everything. So when I think back to my teacher, my first teacher in Chinese medicine, Wang Yu from the Chinese Life Force Institute, of course I trusted him. So if I trust him, I have to trust myself from what I garnered from him, the experience that landed deep within my, because I over and over and over, chop wood, carry water. That's the only way to mastery. AI can't replace that. As a human, that's the only way to mastery. And I can trust that. And I can trust everyone and everything that got me here. So I look back on all my lineages of those that I deeply trusted, that I was honored enough to receive truths from, that I knew were truths, that served me as truths, that provided experiences of truth. Everyone and everything. So for me, and the writing that I got from this prompt, if I trusted the truths that reside in my bones, I would. It definitely helps me understand a little deeper from a place of experience, from a place of spiritual practicality. When I say that line, trust the truths that reside in your bones, I say it knowing, trusting a little more of me and all of the people who've got me here. So when I say it, I hope to be able to imbue, to empower whatever lineages are flowing through me that I can in any way be a conduit of and for, clear Shen, hopefully flowing through and landing in you. Maybe it lights a spark of those that you've trusted, or maybe it lights a spark of a new lineage that you'd like to follow, to trust. Maybe the idea of trusting spirituality is still a tightrope bridge you're walking across, and you need more experience to really trust it. Right. Do this exercise. Journey. Do some journey. See what you get. It's not about blind faith. It's about taking the information, knowledge, and power you receive and bringing it back to ordinary reality. Does it work or doesn't it work? Be a scientist about it. This is not blind faith path. Follow the guru. Follow these steps. No. This is about you becoming empowered so that you have the tools that you feel are necessary and empower you so that you can move forward practically, making the spiritual practical. Otherwise, what good is it? So that's the first prompt for the year. And thanks for listening. And I, as always, but now a little more so that I have a little more detail to put out there. If you'd like to collaborate as a person who would like to respond to a prompt, maybe this one, maybe one in the future, or maybe there's a concept in recovery and or mental health you'd like to explore from a shamanic perspective, by all means, hit me up. If you're a professional that would like to take this and bring it to your clients, by all means, do that. If you're a professional and want to discuss it on a podcast and or a writing prompt or do an interview, these are ways that we can collaborate, that I see we can collaborate. And if you see other ways, hit me up. For me, this year is also about establishing these deeper connections in the medicines and helping as many people as I can, as we can, lighting those sparks of inspiration and empowering, why not? So, as always, thanks for listening. Send me any questions you have. And until next time, blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.